Southeastern Baptist Seminary, Thursday, October 29, 1987. Our chapel service today is a celebration of All Saints, led by Drs. Hahn, Hewitt, and our cantata choir.
time shall be no more, and the morning breaks eternal bright and fair. When the saved of earth shall gather over on the other shore, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the
sing the wondrous love of Jesus, sing his mercy and his grace.
When the
in the mansions bright and blessed, he's prepared for us a place. When we all get to heaven, for the day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory. When we all get to heaven, for the day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory.
Gathered together today to worship God and celebrate the memory of saints of the faith who have gone on before us. Hear these holy words. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with perseverance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. Let us pray together our prayer of confession. Merciful God, we humble ourselves in your presence, confessing our unworthiness in your sight. We have broken your holy law. We have not sought first your kingdom and righteousness. We have been troubled and anxious about many things, while neglecting the things which truly belong to our peace. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. Most gracious God, you who have given your Son, Jesus Christ, to save your people from their folly and rebellion, forgive us, we pray, cleanse all unrighteousness, and renew a right and trusting spirit within us. Through the grace of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. How precious is thy steadfast love, O God! The children of men take refuge in the shadow of thy wings. They feast on the abundance of thy house, and thou givest them the river of thy delights. For with thee is the fountain of life. In thy light do we see light. Our first scripture reading today is found in Matthew, the 5th chapter, beginning with verse 1. Seeing the crowds, he went up on the mountain, and when he sat down, his disciples came to him, and he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when men revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For so men persecuted the prophets who were before you." Then we find in 1 John, the 3rd chapter, beginning with verse 1, these words: "So what love the Father has given us that we should be called children of God, and so we are. The reason why the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Beloved, we are God's children now. It does not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And everyone who thus hopes in him purifies himself as he is pure." And in Revelation, the 7th chapter, beginning with verse 9, "After this I looked, and behold, a great multitude which no man could number, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and tongues, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes, with palm branches in their hands, and crying out with a loud voice, 'Salvation belongs to our God who sits upon the throne and to the Lamb.' And all the angels stood round the throne and round the elders and the four living creatures, and they fell on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, saying, 'Amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to your God, our God, forever and ever. Amen.' Then one of the elders addressed me, saying, 'Who are these clothed in white robes, and whence have they come?' And I said to him, 'Sir, you know.' And he said to me, 'These are they who have come out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore are they before the throne of God and serve him day and night within his temple. He who sits upon the throne will shelter them with his presence. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more. The sun shall not strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb in the midst of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to springs of living water. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." Thanks be to God for the reading and hearing of his holy word.
For well in excess of 1,000 years, Christians of all countries and under all names have confessed their faith using the words that we have before us. Let us join with that great host as we confess our faith. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he rose again from the dead, he ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Let us pray. We give thanks to thee, O Lord, for all saints and servants of thine who have in this life done justly and loved mercy and walked humbly with their God. In a particular way, we praise thee for those saints and pioneers who established the churches from which we have come. We bless thee for their strong faith in thee, for their loyal love of thy Son, Jesus Christ, and for their ready obedience to the light of thy Holy Spirit. We thank thee for their zeal for thy kingdom, for their endurance in persecution, and for the liberty of faith and worship which they won for us. Help us both to treasure the heritage which they left us, and like them to believe that there is yet more light and truth to break forth from thy holy word. We thank thee for all the high and the holy ones who have wrought wonders and have been shining lights in this world, and for all the meek and lowly ones who have earnestly sought thee in darkness and held fast their faith in trial, and done good unto all men and women as they had opportunity, we thank thee. Especially for those men and women whom we have known and loved, who by their patient obedience and self-denial, steadfast hope, and helpfulness in time of trouble, have in fact shown the same mind that was in Christ Jesus. We bless thy holy name for them, as they have comforted and upheld our souls. Grant us grace to follow in their steps, and at last to share with them in the inheritance of the saints in light, through Jesus Christ our Savior. We pray. Amen. Two students walking together to class did not realize that I was behind them. "What in the world is this All Saints Day in chapel?" said one. "Well, I've never heard of such," said his friend. "It sounds like something that Hahn and Hewitt would dream up." Well, if left to Michael Hahn, that would be plausible. Most of you know, however, that we did not dream up this service of celebration. Beginning as far back as the 7th century, the church set aside November the 1st as All Saints Day, and the first Sunday in November as All Saints Sunday. Now, I grant you, this is not November the 1st yet. In fact, this is the nearest available chapel to November the 1st, so we're celebrating All Saints Day 3 days early. Wendy Graves passed me a little while ago, and she said, well, perhaps you ought to wear a mask because you're nearer to Halloween. But it's an important celebration in the life of the church. The purpose of this celebration has been always the reaffirmation of the significance of what the Apostles' Creed called the communion of saints. Saints. Now that's a troublesome word. By saints, we do not mean hollow-eyed ascetics living in a cave, eating grubs and drinking rainwater out of holes and rocks. Nor do we mean larger-than-life individuals always painted with halos around their heads who were canonized by the church and whose bones and clothing are supposedly the source of miraculous cures. Nor do we mean men and women whose saintliness is measured by the length of their dour faces and their commitment to the principle that laughter and pleasure are somehow demonic. The fact is that saints are more red-blooded than that. Saints are not perfect. They are people just as those gathered here in this place of worship. They suffer from the same limitations of personality and background and culture that we do. But they have in common that they are set apart. But that's what the word means. They are set apart as a result of their saying yes to God's call in Christ. Saints may be martyrs, like Polycarp, and Bishops Latimer and Ridley, and Dietrich Bonhoeffer in our own century, and others whose names are equally well known. Saints are also those whose lives and testimony are in harmony, whose legacy is integrity of mind and spirit, even at the risk of their own lives. Saints are also the common folk who have graced our lives, whose love has nourished us, whose quiet courage in the midst of pain or deprivation has inspired us, whose laughter and faith and hope has strengthened us. These saints with no name, as far as the world is concerned, are known to us. They are our parents or grandparents, our teachers, our pastors, our friends, our spouses, or even our children. We have shared the communion of saints with them in this life, and we still do. And if these persons have died in the Lord, as we say, we affirm here today that in the Lord none is unimportant and none is lost. We affirm that the bonds are not broken and that we stand in the presence of a great cloud of witnesses. An ancient part of the communion service reminds us, I think, of what and whom we honor on such occasions as this. For the one presiding at the communion service says, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we worship and adore thy glorious name. Call the role of the saints in your life. And that is that great company of heaven. And then when you do, let us together worship and adore the God who makes sainthood possible. Amen.
And commitment. We hope that you will join us in our recessional hymn following the special directions that are printed in your bulletin. Let us now pray together our prayer in your bulletin. Eternal God, help us this day to remember the unseen cloud of witnesses who compass us about, those who in every age and generation witness to their faith in life and in death, those who by their courage and their sacrifice won for us the freedom and the liberty to enjoy, those who have served and those who continue to serve others at the cost of pain, of persecution, and of death, those living martyrs who now suffer at the hands of oppressors and dictators, and yet remain faithful to Christ in obedience and in witness, those whom we love and who have gone to be with you, and whose lives live on in our hearts. Help us to walk worthily of those in whose unseen presence our lives are lived. Help us to commit our lives to Christ in such a way that we may know their courage in danger, their steadfastness in trial, their perseverance in difficulty, their loyalty when loyalty is costly, their love which nothing can change, their joy which nothing can take away. So grant to us in this life never to forget those who have gone before, so that in the life to come we may share their blessedness through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Eternal God, who in thy redeemed and holy ones of old hast manifested thy wondrous love and power, grant that we, finding thee whom they have found, and loving thee whom they have loved, may come to dwell with them and with thee forever, in the gladness of thy glorious presence. Now may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.